Hi, guys.
Hi. You're listening to the best thing that's happened to you, Banter with Emmanuel.
Period. So,
okay.
How was your week, Mina?
I've had a very emotional week. We've not spoken this week. We haven't. Anyway, just went to chat. But anyway, we've not spoken this week. So, anyway. Like, when last were we here? We're here on Thursday. Friday. It was a holiday, like I said last time. So I just did a lot of cooking. Like, Oina, you will not believe how productive I was. Like, I was so I did a lot of cooking.
I'm so proud of you.
Lots of cooking. Like, even me, I can't believe it. Yeah. Yeah, basically, I think that's all I did on Friday. Then, what happened on Saturday? My friend started her YouTube channel. So, I had to follow her somewhere to do a few things, Sha. Anyway. Yeah, subscribe to my friend's channel. I'll put the link in the show notes, by the way. What else? Sunday, church. We went for evangelism. So, I already know this, right? But it just further, like, proved. Is it, if proved, a good, proved. Mm-hmm. Is that good English?
Yes, it proved.
Proved.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Further proved the point that I really don't like peopling. Like, I don't like people. I'm not very... You get what I mean? Like, not evangelism, just walk up to people. That's really not my vibe. You get? I would actually rather not. But, you know, I tried my best, honestly. But, yeah. What happened on Monday? Monday was extra annoying. I'll tell you about it after off the pod. Yesterday was also very annoying. I'll tell you about that off the pod. I'm so sorry, guys. But, okay. Yeah, like, school has just been very... frustrating is not the word, but I'm very, very impatient. And I don't like, not understanding something, like, immediately.
Yeah.
Like, I hate that I have to drag and drag. Like, it's so annoying. Like, what the hell? But, yeah, like, yeah, it's just been, like, you know. Yeah, that's it. I have an exam on Friday. Am I ready? I don't know, but...
I'm so gone.
I suppose I love pressure and in my CV, I'm gonna write there. I can work under pressure.
Okay.
But tell me why. Anyway, I love it because I started preparing heavily. Like I've been preparing, but like I've just been so slow. Like I've just been taking.
Yeah.
I see Fridays next year. So, yes, like, I'm literally... Initially, I was dragging my leg, but I can't drag my leg because it's literally, like, day after tomorrow. So, I have to, you know. Okay. Then I have another exam on... It's a practice exam, so... Yeah, that's it, Sha. That's all. Okay. Just school. That's it, honestly. Nothing else. Okay. How was your own week?
My week... So the long weekend, what did I do? I stayed at home. I had a lovely time doing absolutely nothing, guys. It was actually blissful. We want more of that.
I'm screaming. I mean, next week.
I love to do nothing, you guys. I find so much joy. I wasted the whole day. And it's so funny because I had a test on Monday. To be fair, it was mainly past papers. And I did do the past papers, and I'm not going to fail. So, really, it was working smart, not hard. And that's my case. And then I had one elective test that was also a joke. Really, it was not serious. So, yeah, it was that. I don't know if this is TMI, but you people hear it. I had to give a stool sample, you guys. That was very traumatizing.
I'm I never want to do that again.
Don't make me... Please, I don't know. But I don't understand how much, like, it was on my mind. I'm so happy I've done it now. But, like, it was actually constantly haunting me. I was like, I can't. No, anyway. So, there was that. Yeah. My classes have been fine. They are long. I don't want to go to... Did anything interesting happen again? No, I just did that home. Yeah. And I could have gone out too, but I think, yeah. I like staying at home. So yeah, that was my week, basically. If there's anything interesting to happen, I'll tell you. But I don't think so. So yeah, we can get into the talking points because there's nothing left.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I especially want about a few things. Give me 1 second, sorry.
Please go ahead.
Yeah, so there's been I don't know if you saw that publication. I feel like I sent it to you at the time that it came out.
Yes. About that movie.
No, the one about Prime Video, like, I don't know the exact words, but like maybe they're like closing down in Nigeria, or I think they're
pause. Oh, they're something the opportunity like that. That they were giving people, Sha. They'll go to like,
yeah,
the partnership basically, like that type of thing.
I feel like, and this is my theory, that maybe they're actually done with Nigeria and they want to like release all the contents that like Nigerians have like. That Nigeria submitted before, like they made that decision. So every 2 market days, no, sorry, let me rephrase. Every second, a new movie is coming out on Prime Video, and they are all terrible. Like they are all terrible. Like the best one I've watched was, I think, It Blooms in June. That was an I kind of like I managed because there's. Okay, let me tell you. You were here on this podcast when I said that there was like a, I don't know the English I'm trying to speak. There was a, there are lots of movies I had to watch. I even listed it here. I spoke about everything. You guys, please, the movies are too much now because I don't understand. And they're all so terrible. Like, the ones I even managed to watch. No head, no tail, no. Okay. I'm especially complaining about a movie called Different Strokes. My first problem with this movie is the casting. I mean, at least picture this. I'm here to complain.
Please, you have the platform.
First of all, Miss Johnson is married to Jim Ike.
Okay. That's very random.
That's one. And you know, I don't know, not to be a hater, but like, how do I put this nicely?
It's really, really trying.
I'm not really the biggest fan of G Mike. Like, I think that. No, actually, I'm gonna say this. Don't worry. Moving on. Yeah, so their husband and wife. Oh, now, please, can you tell me why? Who did they cast as G Mike's mother?
Who?
Just take a wild guess.
Somebody like.
No. How about?
I just said you said to make something wild now. Okay, his mom. How does our other actresses? Maybe like Ugozi is you know somebody like that.
That would have even been better.
I'm so good.
That's what. Be somebody now. Shafi Bello, my love. Shafi Bello. As Jim Ike's mom. I don't know how old Jim Ike is, but I've been watching him for. But let me just project his age. He should be like 40 plus. Maybe like on the road to 50. Shafi Bello is like in her early 50s. This people can play husband and wife. Worst case. Maybe with a little makeup here and there on Jamaica. They can pass us husband and wife. I can't lie. Because why are they mother and son? Like why? Why?
And she gave birth to him when she was very young.
Oh God! Oh Lord! This movie was frustrating. There was one lady like that. That's an aside. Okay, back to my point. Back to my complaints. You know what? I feel like when there's an like ensemble cast, right? I feel like everybody wants to shine. Like everybody's doing too much. You know. And that's why Chief Daddy flopped like terribly.
Yeah,
because everybody like this person is doing their own thing. This person is doing their own thing. Like this
movie, it was just
like,
a bunch of scenes.
Yeah, like just like
smashed together. There was no coherent plot. Basically,
we get it. We understand.
Yeah,
just like a bunch of things happening. I'm like, okay, that's okay. Moving on. There's a movie called Life. I also watched. Good. Okay. Omo Omi Dada and Efe. Lovely ladies, I love them. But what was that? What was that? Terrible movie. Terrible. Everything was terrible. Nothing was good. There was one called that one with, hey, I can't remember the name now. Moe, and who was she married to? I think Tai. I don't know. The storyline, Small Talk, that's the name of the movie.
Mm-hmm.
How I even sat through it. I can't tell you how I sat through that movie. But so that cool. was terrible. Like, there was nothing. Like, In Blooms in June was, it was okay because I liked the cast so much. I liked, what's this guy's name? Femi Jacobs. I don't know if you know him.
Yeah, no, I know Femi.
Yeah. Femi Jacobs, Kiki. Was it Kiki? Yeah, it was Kiki. Kiki O'Malley.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and Susan Pajok. These were the, I don't know the other guy's name. Few, you get, I could manage it. It was bearable, but like, it's like, leave us alone. Like, what the hell? The movies are too much and they're all terrible. Okay, this is point one. I feel like there's just too much content out there. Do you know? There's too much content out there. And I understand that everybody wants to make money, but what this would lead to is, like, it will lead to the space become oversaturated, right? And then people are just making movies now. Like, now every actress has a YouTube channel. Every actress is a producer. Every actor is a producer. Like, I'm not saying it's bad, but like, now the content is too much. Like, I don't even want to watch. And I feel like everybody's, like, brains would work the same way. Like, I think of, okay, I don't even want to watch this anymore. Like, it's too much content. Like, what the hell? Some of them are absolutely terrible. Like, it's like everyone is doing something. Everyone is doing something. It's so annoying. Like, oh God. You don't even understand my frustration. I am very, 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 very much frustrated. But yes, moving on. I'm done. We can get into the real talking points.
I'm so gone. But yeah, just like, because what I want to say, like, there'll be no creativity anymore. Basically,
yeah.
Because it'll probably be the same storylines hashed out over and over and over again. It's like, bro.
And it is the same. Like, I don't know. Oh, you guys. Whew. Let me just stop here. Please. Back to what was on the list, John. Okay, Whiskey and Afrobeat. You wanna go? Yeah, so, take it.
He said Whiskey made an announcement. I also said people know that he is not categorically not an Afrobeat artist. That people should stop putting him in a box. I want to find the description, sorry, please. So I can read it, so I'm not missing, you know. Where did I see it now?
Instagram. So I guess was it Twitter?
I thought it was Twitter, but I think it's Instagram. Sorry about that. People should have been angry. Okay, this one is a long one. Say, so you lost people always want someone to educate you. You got your phone, Google, research shit, or and see the world. Don't be ignorant and stupid all the time. Listen, I'm an African, yes, but do I make all sorts of music? Fine music, but I don't want these labeled just Afrobeats. That's like saying every American artist makes rap. That's stupid. This is why, no matter how good or amazing the music we make, be it R&B or whatever other genre, we all get nominated in one Africa category or the other. I've made songs from different genres of music. Made in Lagos is not an Afrobeat album. That's a fusion of different sounds. Real music. Real music. The word Afrobeat was made up by y'all to put all we make into one box. I'm reading it to people. I'm not mocking. I'm reading exactly what is there. Fela created Afrobeat. I make all sorts of music. Fusion of sounds. I'm an artist. It should be Anne, but anyway. Before anything else, true to my art.
Best in education, though.
I'm sorry, I could be.
Best in education.
Not scared to try shit. Now, y'all drink some milk. You head it here first, you guys.
Drink milk.
Yeah. I just feel like if you wanted to punch it, you know, it should have been more. Anyway. Anyway, so yes, that's you, people. Is Nora an Afrobeat artist, please?
Let me tell you. Like, I hate the, like, I don't know what what was the word? Like, when someone acts oblivious, yes, I don't like it. So let me tell you how I feel about this whole situation, right? Afrobeat is a genre, apparently.
Oh, sorry, Mena, please. I also did some that's with some that. Oh. Yes, please.
Okay.
I beg. I make Bollywood music. You dumb fucks. Sue me.
Bollywood is crazy.
Mumu people we no know themselves. Another word. So if they start giveaway, sorry, the font he uses to write is very strange. So I have to make sure that I'm reading correctly. Sorry, guys. If they start giveaway tomorrow, all of them go run, steal, drop Azar or De. Now this fake pastors fit una. Okay, sorry. Please go on. Finish
first. Okay. First of all, like, before I even get into like the other parts, I'm addressing the first thing now in that say, not this last part. But yeah. Like, so I feel like, so Afrobeat is a genre, quite alright. But like, mm-hmm. I feel like we've gotten to, I feel like to the rest of the world, maybe that was not the, maybe this is the, what I'm about to say, maybe that's not the intention behind Afrobeat, because apparently it came from Fela. Yeah. Like, he originated the sound, and like, so that genre, that type of music is Afrobeat, right? Mm. But like, I feel like where we are now, a Nigerian artist is an Afrobeat artist. Like, I feel like that is the, like, umbrella that they put all of them under. Do you understand? I saw a video of Davido, actually. I don't know. I forgot to send it to you. Someone had asked him, I think, the difference between Afrobeat and R&B.
Mm-hmm.
I think. And yes, someone had asked him the difference, and he had said something similar. Like, obviously, like, the original intention is like, oh, this is a genre, and this is how it sounds. But, like, for example, let me say Flavor.
Mm-hmm.
Flavor doesn't make, if we're going by what the genre is, Flavor doesn't make Afrobeats.
Yeah.
If we're going by what the genre is, Chike doesn't make Afrobeats. Maybe, mm-hmm. like, which song can I even call Afrobeats in Chike songs? I don't even think there's any Chike song that I can say, okay, this is an Afrobeat song. Like, there's none. Who else was I gonna call? Johnny Drill, Rick Hassan, us people, like, you cannot, like, say that,
yeah, that like,
kind of music that they make is Afrobeat. But somebody from London or America is gonna call them an Afrobeat artist. I don't know if that's
what I'm saying. Yeah, go what you mean.
And so, like, I hate the fact that, like, you know that this is what it is. Do you understand? So why are you not coming to say, oh, don't box me, don't do that? Like, I just will not make sense to me. I hate when people like to feel very different from everybody. Like, your life feels so special because you're blown. It's so irritating. Then that one came and said, oh, Afrobeat lacks substance. Like, what kind of music do you make?
Last,
now everybody go to breakfast. What kind of music do you make that you're coming here to come and say, oh, Afrobeat does not have any substance? Like, what the hell is that? It's so annoying. Like, it's actually so annoying. They will leave and say, that one said, what's the Afro with this genre? Afro life.
Afro life, Afro fusion.
Stop it. Stop trying to act like you're different. Yeah, stop it. I'm done.
Yes, okay. All I'll say is that, do you know, because I was even going to say, I was going to come from where you came from, where you were like, oh, you know, you get like, they don't make. So I can understand wanting to bring that up as a topic of discussion, like, oh, do you get, like, not everybody that does.
Mm-hmm.
Not I every feel like they're not every Nigerian artist. That would have been perfect. I 100%, that makes sense. Also, I'm not one to police how people speak or anything, but I just think that when you want to pass across a message, or when you want to, you know, for something to be effective, I think that there are ways that you deliver a message that make people more receptive to what you're saying. I think this is very, very obvious. I just feel like calling the people who support you and this thing, calling them dumb fucks and saying that fake pastors fit them and saying that basically that they're poor because if they give you a job, I just think that,
like,
sometimes
I think
that's so very condescending to the people who support you. Like, that's such a condescending tone to take. As if these are not people that, you know, pushed you and gave you your platform. And that's, you know, people that are fighting and on the streets. That's what, I cannot be a fan of anybody. See your favorites. Okay. That's what I have to say. Yeah.
It's so irritating. Like, I hate it so much. Like, people supported you, like, from when you were, who knew you? They supported you. And now, like, you've gotten to this stage that you are. And this is literally the way The other one came and said, was not 22 December that he came. He was literally stepping on his fans. Oh, he never said, oh, that if not for Say Vibes, you would have not come out to perform. Like, who the hell? Who are, like, what is that? It's so, like, you can pass your question message. You can say, okay, I don't want to be called an Afrobeat artist because I don't make only Afrobeat. Simple. We will understand. There's a way you relay this information. Don't come and just be talking anyhow. Baby.
I'm done.
Yeah. Also, it's very random. My Instagram is behaving weird. How? I can't see comments.
Let me
check. Very strange. Why? Why are you not letting me see comments? Should I update it? So this very random touching will be bothering me. But you can see comments, yeah?
Yeah, I can. Where are you clicking on?
Like, just in general, like, I can't even see, like, that there are comments at all. And it's very weird.
Did you click on the comment thing? Like, the one beside the like button?
Mm.
Did you click on that?
Oh, okay.
You've seen it?
Okay. It's showing me, but that's, anyway, sorry, guys. Yes. Back to regularly. That's honestly all I have to say. I just, like, after. That's very, no. This next one.
It's so unserious. Like, you can't be.
Financial expert. Apparently, he's a financial expert. Let me expert. Let me check. Let me confirm. Let me not say what I don't know. Anyway, also, there was something hilarious in the video. I'm not sure I heard correctly. I had my first. I made my first millionaire at 2 years old. Even if it's not. I'm sure he did say that, but that's what I thought. That's so funny. Anyway, let me give context. So, why is this video not working now? Upu job. There's this financial expert, Africa's most experienced financial coach. I was not lying. Thank you. He's a financial expert and a serial entrepreneur. He's even a CEO. Anyway, so he now said that as Don Jazzy is a father figure. Do you get, so how can he allow Robert to buy 2 cars
in this allow for me?
Yes, that as a father figure, I'm not supposed to, you know, tell him, do you get, curb his spending of frivolities? Do you get me? That how can he, instead of him to be at the studio constantly recording, how can he be spending money anyhow? That people are going through a lot, so get, so that's why he cannot buy the car. It's wasteful and it's wrong, very wrong. We're wrong now. So yeah, they said, sorry, I can't take what I'm saying seriously. Anyway, so yeah, that's it.
The other day, you were telling someone that they should not show you their unboxing video, that people are suffering. Today,
bruh,
is that somebody should not buy a car.
Okay. Also, this thing has started to spread. I've started to even see it in, it's spreading, it's a rampant, even the book, in my book community, people are obsessed that people have money to buy books. I'm so sorry. Like, when I say, that is too much. Oh, I say, this is overconsumption. I don't understand. Is it your money? If somebody said that they want to go broke, it's just a very random thing. Like, everybody is pitching people that people are showing off. I'm not able to bring up, like, books, just in general. I don't get this.
Like, what's your business? How does it affect you?
This sentiment and where it's coming from. Is it very random? Anyway, John Jazzy, as a father figure, they say you should do better.
So advice, Rema, that you should not buy a car.
They say him that I have, do you think that I cannot buy a car? But no, he's full of ideas. Sorry. Sorry. But it's not millionaire at 2 years old. I'm sure I know. I listened to it twice. Actually, I swear that's what I heard. Anyway, yeah.
Okay, so how is that information not relevant to the video he was about to make?
No, it's just, it lets you know that he has money. He's very wealthy. He's just, he's spending his money wisely. I remember she was spending money wisely. He just said that, why did he give money to, I think, one of his fellow label people? Is it Crayon? I think that's a fellow label mate. I mean, the other disabled label. That we rise, you know, by lifting others. They said to give the money to other people, I guess. I don't know. I should have spent it on other people or something like that. Anyway, yeah.
It's only on the internet do they at Asian people think that it's okay to police how other people spend their money. It's very, very almost entitled behavior, to be honest. Like, who are you? Because somebody is a public figure. I don't
like.
Very strange. At the end of the day, it's his life and how I choose to spend. So, yeah, that's it. I just thought it was very funny. So, yeah. Do you want to take the last one?
Gladly.
Okay. Sorry. Please.
So, you said share a story of how you discovered your friend is not your friend. Had a nostalgic feeling listening to Money by Jido P this morning. I have a story to tell, but then, anyway. So, the first tweet goes thus. My so-called friend used my own transport money. Used my own money to transport me to...
That was crazy. I was like, sorry.
To lock me up for 6 hours. I'm still traumatized. The second one, when she told my man I'm cheating, even when I was not too, just because she wanted to steal him, my gender. Let's actually discuss this. So somebody will come and tell my man now that I'm cheating, and then he will now do what? Break up with me.
Do you understand?
Based on the information that somebody gave him. Okay. Moving swiftly on to the next one. She told my man I was doing hookup.
This was funny.
Because whenever I don't used to give her the money I make. So you're doing hookup.
Basically.
So you're doing hookup, sister.
I like the way you just confessed. Just.
You're doing hookup, sister. Okay. The next one. This guy went behind to snatch my international body and keeps spoiling me in front of him. The same guy I gave shelter for over a year. Well, it will happen. Next, walked into a room and dude was saying trash about my wife. Made a U-turn. 13 years of friendship over. Of course, the signs were there, but I ignored. Oh, yeah, sorry. Let me read, some of the comments. I expressed to my friend that my mom's death was taking a huge toll on me mentally and that I was having suicidal thoughts and that I had tried to unalive myself, and she purposely used what I told her against me because she wanted me to hurt as bad as she was hurting, and she lied almost about it. Had a traffic accident which almost took my life. She went about telling people she didn't know why I traveled and ended up having accidents.
That's so random. That's very strange. Is it just with their friends that...
Yeah. Okay. This comment is so foolish. I hate takes like this. I'm about to read this. I hate it.
Go.
You women have problems, child, with your friends. Truth be told, most of you ladies don't usually have good female friends. And when you have a male friend, we want to knack. It's not our fault, although not all of us shall. But women cherish life. This thing that you said now, does it make sense?
So do you know what is so funny to me? Because she just also said that men are not good friends. Because
you literally, understand.
I don't. What was the point you were trying to prove?
Do you have a story, Oinda? A moment you knew your friend was not. Tread carefully.
I genuinely know why you said that. I'm so good.
Yeah. No. It was some time ago, so
okay, so I wasn't particularly close to these people, but I didn't think that we were on bad terms. So mm-hmm. They were not like my closest friends, but I didn't think that we were on bad terms. But I remember when a teacher came to me, this was secondary school, mm-hmm. and they now talked to me about something, and I was just like, sorry, where is this coming from? Only for me to find out that those people had gone to other teachers and were telling them things about me. And I was just like, it can't even be that serious. Do you guys, like, I don't understand. And around this time, I think we were competing for something. So it was just like, I thought this was, you get, like, all good, you know, natured competition. Like, I didn't see where this was coming from. And it was very out of left field. I mean, I guess that made me realize that, oh, I guess we're not on good terms. And I remember when, it's another one that happened in, again, not like we were the closest of friends, but I thought that we're on good terms, you know. Like, we don't have to be super close, but, like, and then something happened and there was a misunderstanding. And just, like, the aggression that came out and the things that the person said, told me something like, oh, they've always been looking down on people. And I was just like, like, do you know what? There was, like, okay. And I was just like,
I have something to say when you finish.
She's like, where is this coming from? Like, I always thought that we were fine. And what do you mean that you think that I have this? And I was just very shocked. And I guess that really, like, tossed me down more. It's not because everybody's my liberty, don't mean that they don't have negative thoughts towards you, or they don't feel a certain way about you. So yeah, those are my two experiences, basically.
So, like, this your thing you said about there was something you said, Sha. What did you even say? I think you said something about you looking down on.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so
I'm feeling bigger than. And I'm just like.
Do you know what? Like, when I hear people say things like this, right? Because, like, there's some things that people can say about me, and I'm like, sorry, me? Like, Mena.
Yeah.
Like, me. I feel like you already feel that way. You want to feel that way about yourself. Like, you literally already feel that way. You want to feel that way. That's it's like, don't come and now put it on me for the fact that you're feeling that way. That's my opinion.
Yeah.
Obviously, like, sometimes I'm not saying I can be a good person, or like we can be good people all the time, but like,
yeah,
sometimes like we might not even be doing anything. This person will say, oh, why are you like belittling? Literally, like, no one did anything.
Yeah,
I did anything. Like, you know, maybe we should look inwards, but.
Yeah, that was that. So that comment, it was like the biggest shock. Like, and I guess it made me less, I don't know, naive. Because I was just like, I can't even begin to express to you how shocked I was at that comment. Like, I couldn't even compute. And it was just over such a minor misunderstanding. And that just, I was just like, ah, though. Everybody that's my, it's true. Not everybody that's my student friend, though. Their thoughts towards you are not. They're plotting your downfall. Anyway, yeah, it was a time. Secondary school was a time, man.
It was a time. Kids are so mean.
Yeah. Anyway. Does it for me?
I suppose, okay, do I have any, like, I realized my friend was not my friend.
Oh, okay, that's right. I'm asking to you.
You know what, yeah, like, I feel like, with me, not to brag, but like,
she's about to brag. Okay,
not to brag, but goes ahead to brag. But like, I genuinely feel like I don't, like, in recent times, like, in my adult, like, I don't think I've met terrible people. Do you get it? Like, I don't easily make friends. I don't make friends with everyone I meet. Like, somebody I meet today, like, the people that I've met are not my friends. Like, obviously, like, we can be acquaintances. So like, maybe I go out of my way to avoid those kind of situations. Whereby you raise somebody highly and then at the end of the day, like, they fall your hand. But maybe if something like this has happened, maybe it might have been secondary school. And honestly, I have a life skill. I feel like everyone should have this skill. I can actually blur out a whole, like, a whole scenario.
Yeah.
Like, something literally can blur it out and I will not remember that thing happened. Like,
yeah.
When I tell you that there are parts of my life I don't remember, like, I can't even remember any of it happening. And I feel like bad experiences are part of them. There are things that, there's an exam I failed. Ha! Do you know, I forgot that I wrote that exam.
Yeah.
I forgot about that result. Like, I moved on so fast. Like, this was, like, secondary school. I moved on so fast. Like, that's, like, a skill I have, Sha. Yeah. Everybody should learn it. Sometimes, you know.
But I feel like it's chronic. Like, do you know, you can ask me what I did 2 days ago.
I don't remember.
I think when I tell you that the days just passing a blur. Like, Sometimes that's why even I'll be looking at my clothes. Did I wear this outfit? Have I worn this week? I'm sure there are many times. I mean, who's looking at my clothes anyway? But I'm pretty sure that there are times that I've repeated outfits, not because I don't have anything to wear, but I genuinely don't remember what I wore. Like, if I wear something on Monday, by Friday, why did I wear on Monday again? It's like, it's not hard anyway. That doesn't sound great, but anyway, yeah, that's it's a skill you guys should learn. Once you sleep, honestly, guys, that's my advice. If you're feeling sad, sleep at it. Eat and sleep. And sleep. It really does wonders. Sleep is... Yeah. That's the word of wisdom for today. If you're feeling sad, go and sleep. Thank you.
Go and sleep.
Yes.
I suppose I've come to the end of talking points. We didn't really have much to talk about. I've come to the end of talking points. What are you watching and listening to?
Guys. I don't know what... I really choose to do things at the wrong time. Tell me why. You know, I think I mentioned this podcast. I was going to start watching House MD, the show. You guys, tell me why I'm on season 3. I just want to mention that this show is 22-24 episodes. And it's 40 minutes. Tell me why I'm on season 3. This thing. I don't even understand. Because I didn't... Like, medical shows are fine and all, but I didn't go into it expecting to be obsessed. I was like, I'll casually watch it. I didn't expect to start binging. I can't remember the last time I binged a show, you guys. I can't remember the last time. I'm kind of scared, but I'm like, I really, really am enjoying it. That's what I have to say. All the characters are foolish, but in their own different ways. I don't know. It's just a really good show. That's all I can really tell you. And you can't go watch the first few episodes. I bit like, so should I tell you what House is about? I mean, anyway, so I followed this like doctor who hates human beings. Like, he really hates people. I feel like, you know how bad how you don't like people, but he's you like, but even worse, because at least you know how to be like polite. He's not polite at all. He's very rude. Like, you literally tell somebody that, oh, your wife cheated on you. Like, he's just very, very rude. And he's a crippled, and so he uses a, that's a crutch, but a walking stick. And he also has he's addicted to pain medication because he's in constant pain. And then we follow him. And so he's like he's a brilliant doctor. So he diagnoses like very, 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 basically he works with very hard to diagnose cases, like cases that will stomp other doctors. And he always figures. Mm-hmm. And we follow him and his three, like, I don't want to call them assistants, but they work under him, Sharp. I'm just with them. Solve a bunch of cases and also discover their personal lives and all that. And just, it's really good. You guys, that's what I say. I don't know if I can't compare it to Grey's Anatomy because I've watched Grey's Anatomy. But if the personal drama in Grey's Anatomy was very annoying for you, then because Baba Paula complained, that's all they do. Just to be exchanging fluids up and down. I'm not going to go further into that. So if that was annoying to you for any reason, you will see that in House basically. And yeah. So it's really good, you guys. I recommend. Okay. Top 10.
Where can we watch it?
Netflix.
Okay.
Yeah. And like, they'll say something and I'll be like, I know that. And I'm like, I know what that is. Anyway, then what am I listening to? Because that'd be very, very random thing to say. So while I've been trying to study, because I don't like silence when I study, but then I can't be listening to pink noise and be white noise and be green noise. But
what are all those things?
It's just supposed to help you study. I can't be listening to that. So, but then if I listen to music that I know and I like, I end up singing along and I get distracted. So I started listening to classical music while I study. And you know, it actually helps me. It actually helps me concentrate because I can't sing along. So, I found a random playlist and I've also been listening to movie scores that. Because, okay, so this basically started from, I went to watch Dune Part 2. Did I mention this on this channel that I went to watch Dune? Yes, I did. And I said I really liked
it. I don't think it was on this channel, though. On this podcast. I don't think so.
Really?
Or was it?
Oh, no. Anyway, so I went to watch Dune Part 2. I really, really liked it, by the way. I thought it was top tier. And the visuals and the score and the music, like, it was just very everything together. So then I was distracted and I said, let me just listen to the score because I actually liked it. And yeah, it actually helped me study. I was very productive. So yeah, I'm listening to classical music, I guess. to concentrate. And yeah, I found a random playlist on Spotify. And do you know what? I'm so scared that my Spotify raps will have classical music.
I don't know. You're so scared.
I don't know how I feel about that, but it's working, you guys, so I don't know. Anyway, that's my dilemma. But yeah, so I can't really recommend. I can recommend a symphony or something. That's very strange. Anyway, but if you are, you know, to concentrate, it might help. Just a study tip from your big sister. Anyway, yeah, that's what's going on with me, you guys. But what about you?
Let me start with what I'm listening to. I'm listening to my story has changed this week, guys.
We love to see it.
Yes, I'm listening to a great man Takit's album. So good. Like, so good, Oinda. Check it out. Check him out. It's so good. So, and I'm also listening to the Supernatural Anthem by Steve Hills.
Mm-hmm.
I'm listening to Broken by K Strings.
Yeah.
I'm listening to Dalu by Esther Oji.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm listening to other. Why is this song in my not gospel playlist? Was it Blues Powder? It's like that's all. Anyway, sorry. Anyway, it's something, Sha. It's something. Then I found a new podcast. It's called You Can Rest Here. I love the name of the podcast.
Oh, that's so good.
Yeah, I really love it. So yeah, I think it's really good. If you like Christian centered content, like it's not too like, it's not as if it's a sermon,
yeah,
right? But then just to talk about like different topics, but then like in relation to like, you know, if you're a Christian, you'd enjoy this podcast. It's a really good podcast. Check it out if you wanna. Yeah, I just found it. I think that's all. Then I'm also listening to the Lions Tribe podcast. I think I've recommended that podcast here before. Have I?
It doesn't sound familiar though.
Anyway, the Lions Tribe podcast. This one is like a Christian, like they're literally like sermons.
Yeah, okay.
It's so good. Like, you should actually check it out. Like, the sermons are like realistic, relatable.
Yeah.
And all that. Then, after what I'm watching, I finally finished Penny on Mars.
Oh yeah,
the emotions, Oinda. Oh my god, the emotions, like the hits, you know, it was so good. Like, it was so good. Then I'm back to watching 911. I was watching 911 like at the beginning of the year, but I just stopped. I don't know why, but I'm back now, Sha, since I finished Penny on Mars and I don't have anything else to watch.
Mm-hmm.
I tried to watch The Crown. I will watch it, but like I'm just really slow. I'm extremely slow, so like it'll take me a while, Sha, but I'm gonna, like, I've watched one episode. So hopefully like I continue watching. I watched a movie. What's that movie called now? Irish Wish.
Oh, I've seen reviews for
Okay, that's all I can say. Okay, all right. It was terrible, absolutely atrocious. But
like if you like bad movies, I don't know if there's anybody
who if you like terrible movies, this is the movie for you. This is the movie for you. This is definitely the movie for you if you like terrible movies. But if you don't like terrible movies, then this is not for you. Sit this one out, my loves. But
you know how there's like, even though it's terrible, I don't know, it's just like still enjoyable.
I can't lie, there was nothing enjoyable about this movie, in my opinion. Okay. But then again, like, you might enjoy it, you know, who knows?
Okay.
Yeah. For me, it was terrible. Like, there's nothing good. I can't pick out anything
about. Like, there's no entertainment factor whatsoever.
Nothing. Absolutely nothing. Okay. So, I watched a movie called Borrowed Love.
Mm-hmm.
It's a Nollywood movie. As you can just know. You just know that it's a Nollywood movie. Just know.
Yeah.
For instance, there's another movie with the same title. Like, these people, please. Anyway. Borrowed Love is actually such a great movie. Like, it follows this guy, this lady that loses her husband in a war. He's a soldier.
Mm-hmm.
And then her mother-in-law is trying to make her remarry. That's a very, very... That's, like, not the typical, like,
Oh, yeah, that's different, yeah.
Yeah, like her mother-in-law is trying to make her get married. Like, she was introducing her friend's kids to her. Like, she's really, like, trying to make her get out of the house more. It's a really, really lovely movie, you guys. I think you should check it out. My Baby's Inside, Miwa. Such a nice movie. Mm. Is that all? Oh, I'm also watching When Are We Getting Married? Because, I'm watching When Are We Getting Married. What else am I watching? I feel like that's it. Did you ever watch The Meeting?
Yeah, I did.
You did?
Yeah.
That movie's old. That movie's like a good like 13 years old.
Yeah.
So apparently she's making a part two.
Really?
Yeah. So like, let's discuss, like, do you remember what happened in it?
All I know is that he needed something very important. And there was this very annoying woman. Which I don't think was the very annoying. And she refused to let him in. That's what I vaguely remember, to be honest.
Oh.
I think that was romance with somebody else, sharp, but I can't remember.
So let me try and make you remember, and let's try and predict what's gonna happen in part two.
Yeah.
So Femi Jacobs, he lives in Lagos. His boss sends him to Abuja for like a pitch with a minister. I don't know what ministry that was again, but like, I think housing, yeah. Sends Abuja for a pitch with the minister. I don't know if it's at the airport. I feel like, at the airport, he meets a girl. What's her name in the movie? I really can't remember her name, but it's Ihoma Linda Ejiofor.
Yeah, that was Ihoma.
So he meets her, gives her a ride or something, or they go in the same car, but I can't really remember, but yeah. And then, he gives her his business card.
Yeah.
Right? So he goes to the ministry and he doesn't get to the minister the first day. At that point, he starts to hang out with Linda. Linda, I don't know her name. I really wish I could remember. Her name was Adriel. Yes. Her name was Adriel. Mm. Yeah. So he starts to hang out with Adriel, whatever. He goes to the, Adriel has a boyfriend who she doesn't like. They end up breaking up. That's very relevant. I mean, it will come in handy. Anyway, so this minister is either traveling, traditional dancers. That movie was so, like, what the hell? There was a part where traditional dancers came from the village. But then it was like, they're from his village, they're his people. So he has to attend to them. There was even a time that Yoruba dancers came. She said, that the Oba gave him a chieftaincy title in their community. So I'm just like, what the hell is wrong with this babe? She was so annoying.
Yeah.
But anyway, like, so his daughter was supposed to graduate. His daughter was Kehinde Bankole.
Mm.
She was to graduate from uni. And so she has to. So I think he got to Abuja on a Sunday, if I'm not mistaken. Or was it a Monday? I don't remember, but he didn't get to see the minister. He didn't see the minister Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Friday was the last day for him to see the minister.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And then his other graduation was on Friday. Was on that same Friday.
Yeah.
So, he sort of forced his way into the office. And finally, saw the minister. He tried to force his way into the office. And then he ends up delivering the pitch in the car with the minister. Yeah. And eventually makes it to his daughter's graduation, then comes back to Abuja to meet Linda, and I'm assuming their love story. So what to expect for part two? I feel like part two will be more of a rom-com. Honestly.
Yeah, because
I mean, the movie was funny, so it's a comedy.
Yeah.
So I feel like part two will be more of a rom-com. But like, I'm just thinking about how they want to incorporate, like, the meeting,
that whole concept. That's why I'm struggling to see, like, how we move forward with that.
Unless there's another thing that he's going for.
Why do I think it's Beyond Stefan that did this movie? Is it her?
No, it's not. It's Rita Dominic. Oh, that wrote it.
Yeah,
I think it's Tunde Babalola. Give me a second, let me check. I know she's the producer. I think it's Tunde Babalola. I think he directed
Okay.
Let me not give people fake information. Let me check. The meeting. the makeup was actually like probably one of the best things about this movie.
Yeah, no, what did it say to me? Please, I'll never forget that image.
Why can't I see? Okay, so Mildred Okpo was the director. She produced. Who wrote this? Let me check IMDb. I don't know if they include that on IMDb websites. Cast. Yeah, Tunde Babalola was the writer. He was a writer. You know him? This thing does not stop. It's not a record. It's not an episode. Oh, God. Can you hear me, Oinda?
Yeah.
Oh, did you stop hearing me?
I did.
Okay. I was asking if you... Do you know him, the Tunde Babalola guy?
Is he on Instagram?
I don't even know what he looks like. I just know the projects that he has done, Sha. Like, he writes. That's his... I think, did you ever watch Ghana Must Go? No.
I think so.
Oh, it's okay, please. We're not here to discuss Nollywood today. We've come to the end of this week's episode of Banter with Emmanuel.
Yes.
Please,
like,
drop a rating. Subscribe, download.
Comment on Instagram.
Yeah. Comment heavy on that comment on Instagram, because are we begging people?
I think that's what's up.
I'm not proud.
Anyway, thank you.
All right.
Yes.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye.